computer.
We laugh.
Yo.
She really playing it up right now. Welcome to the Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host, JoJo and Tamika,
And
negative fucking Nancy.
your girl Meek slash Encore slash Tamika slash Goldilocks slash hair not done, never done
Hair ain't never done.
slash negative Nancy, and welcome to the negativity pod.
Oh my
Because
God.
I'm not in a good mood.
Why you not in a good mood? Tell the people.
Just life be life, man. I'm depressed.
You know what would help you? You know, it's so crazy that you say that because most depressed people don't know that they're depressed.
I'm emotionally intelligent and depressed. The difference. Completely aware of what's going on.
Oh, okay. I don't think it's depression.
It might not be because I don't know what it feel like, but I'm assuming this is what it feel like. It's up and down, hence why I'm in bed. Not hence why I have clothes on, because somebody made me put on clothes.
Yes, because this is not OnlyFans. Can we
Yeah.
start making money first before you want to come on the pod with no clothes on?
We talk about that in our business meeting after.
No. Anywho, what's on the agenda today, Tamika? Because that is her job as operations.
On the agenda today is everything negative because everything is negative in life. You know what? What's the movie with the emotions?
Oh, the cartoon?
Yeah, the cartoon.
Ooh.
Hold up. Why would you come in here and leave the door open?
Inside Out.
My
Me
gosh.
inside out.
They said, why don't you get a house with your sister? They said, she won't irritate you. They said,
Don't think nobody said she wasn't going to irritate you.
all right, no one said that.
Nobody said that.
That's 1,000% true. Nobody said that.
Mm-mm.
So, on today's topic, we're going to do a quick run through of all the things that's trash going on right now.
Anywho, so we had somebody that reached out to
Did
us.
we?
I found it. Yeah. Okay, so the question is, why do people love holidays like Halloween and Christmas but disrespectfully skip over Thanksgiving?
Is that a real question?
No, that's a legit question. Somebody reached out on TikTok with that one.
Because it was massacre, because people were killed and tricked. You know, the American way.
You actually gave the correct answer. I was gonna say, I was gonna blame it on the media. We ain't got no Thanksgiving movies.
Oh, that is true.
We have no Thanksgiving movies. I mean, they
Oh,
do.
wait, I was thinking like, wait. I was about to say
They.
this. I was about to say this Christmas.
I mean, Black people say soul food, but they only saying that because they eat Thanksgiving food every Sunday.
Wasn't even Thanksgiving.
And it wasn't even Thanksgiving. It wasn't even
It
Thanksgiving.
wasn't even Thanksgiving because what would you give thanks for? You screwing my man? Oh, man. Oh, man. I can't even get up because I don't have my own bottom. Oh, man. That just blew my
Dang.
mind. Wait, okay. There has to be one.
Who made the potato salad?
That's a movie?
Yes, it's a movie with Jaleel White. It's a B movie. But it's iconic. Everybody
It's
I'm not even gonna finish that statement. Have you seen Who Made the Potato Salad?
I think you know the answer to this.
Revoked. Okay. Again.
I've heard the name.
Oh my God. So we need to
What's
watch Who Made
good?
the Potato Salad. It's iconic.
Is this where the whole notion of potato salad having
Having what?
you know, I think I'm mixing it up.
I think you mixing something up. You need to get it together.
Wait, I think I just don't be that invested. That's why I don't remember.
You don't be invested in black content?
And
Interesting.
who messed up the potato salad? No.
Who made the potato salad?
Because we know who made it. If you asking somebody that didn't have no business making it. I also just started eating potato salad maybe 3 years ago. I must say, it's delicious.
Ew, it's disgusting.
The mustard kind.
I don't care who make it, it's disgusting.
And especially when my mama add a little, she get it from Kroger's.
No.
The mustard one, and she add a little, or she get the, I don't know what she get, but she add.
No,
Yeah,
thank you.
duh.
No, thank you.
Who should have, who made the potato salad? It should have been called, who made the potato salad? Should have been Robin.
No.
Then I would have watched it.
No.
Oh, it would have been so good.
Potato salad is disgusting.
That movie would have been so
You had
good.
potato salad with raisins in it?
That's what they say. You can't put raisins in it.
That's what who say? Who say that?
Black people at the cookout.
But who be putting raisins in a potato salad? Go on
White people can't come to the cookout. So I already know the movie based off the title.
it's not based off of that.
Okay, you tell me this. Who made the potato salad?
In
Who?
a movie?
Yeah.
One of the family members.
The black family members?
Yes.
Oh, dang, I gotta watch it.
It's so good.
Oh man, I gotta watch it.
It's so good. Okay, so Thanksgiving movie, and I said this last season, Nightmare Before Christmas.
I still don't remember why. Also, your lighting is wild. Every time you move back, the lighting go away. Open your arms.
I got a bra on.
Me neither.
You had to be forced to put a shirt on. No, ain't no high five.
This the comfort.
Comfortable?
Yeah. I was gonna say comfortability.
Don't know.
Comfortability pot.
And
Yeah.
oh, all right. We got that out of the way. Oh, but
But we
honestly,
didn't though. We didn't though. One,
we did.
no, I'm gonna tell you also why.
I blame it on media.
I'm gonna tell you also, there's nothing sexy about Thanksgiving.
What do you mean?
You got sexy Halloween, you got sexy Santa, Miss Santa. What you gonna have? Sexy turkey?
No.
Exactly.
Sexy burnt orange. Sexy. Oh, wait. Sexy sweater dress. With the tights that we like that
With
look like
the
legs.
leggings,
Yeah.
that gives fall. That gives I'm going to jump in leaves.
That's what Thanksgiving is. It's during fall.
No one puts that together.
Also, ain't nothing sexy about Halloween.
Everything is sexy.
No,
Every
it's supposed to be
profession,
scary.
every prof it's sexy, scary. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Please give us an example of what sexy scary is.
Girl, you almost scare me. Bring your fanny ass on me here. Like that reaction.
Wait a minute, that's an everyday thing.
You scare somebody? Like,
Look, somebody come up behind you, what you doing back there?
that's another thing. Being scared is sexy.
No, it's not.
It's the fear factor. It's the, oh, I jump, but I'm safe. It's like a roller coaster. Is it gonna stay on the track? And it do. So
Who
now
gets
I'm
on a
excited.
roller coaster with anticipation that the coaster is not going to stay on the
You
track?
don't anticipate that, but also it makes you a little nervous.
Who would be thinking about that before getting on a
You
roller coaster?
know you're gonna be scared though. You know your stomach gonna get tight and then loose.
So you saying people go on roller coasters to shit on themselves?
No, they get in the pool after for that, which is not, that's why you don't get in the pool at water parks, especially with kids.
Okay,
All
so
right, sex sells. We can sell sexy Halloween. We can sell sexy Christmas. My mama been wearing the same Mrs. Claus outfit every year with not the tights that are tights. Okay. Thanksgiving, nothing sexy about Thanksgiving. You eat a whole bunch, you full as heck, you pack your goodie bag and you go shopping.
you go shopping the day after.
Now, because they ruined it.
And honestly, you don't even go shopping the day after. You wait till Cyber Monday.
Oh, I'm not even going shopping. They messed me up when you went and actually got a ticket or a card for whatever you wanted to buy. If
Oh,
there's
yeah.
no hall brawl in the store, I don't want to go.
They're not doing that no
So I'm
more.
not going. You know where you can catch me? But I'm not going to say because
Cyber
I'm
Monday?
ready to go.
Cyber Monday?
A specific outlet in Van Nuys.
Fashion
And
Nova,
someone
is it?
getting punched. Didn't I just say I didn't want to say? So why would you say?
Because you don't want to say it. I'm fine with saying it. You know
No,
how many
don't.
people be at that daggone store? Especially on Wednesdays and Thursdays?
Which means it's about to be a good time.
Oh, because you definitely going to see a fight in there.
Let's see a fight.
Hey, yo, them
And I'm
old.
gonna be in the middle of it.
Them
Because
old
give me this
black lady.
shirt. Because I've been eyeing this shirt since she put it on the thing to come out.
Baby, listen. I went there one time. Them old Hispanic ladies being there, they don't even let them roll the rack out. Okay?
And that's
They
the one
be
rule.
waiting.
That's the one rule is roll the car out. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Let me put it on the rack and then you come on the rack. No.
I want to work there one day on the busiest day, and I'm gonna take the cart and bring it back. And take the cart and bring it back.
Girl,
And take the bring it back.
they gonna jump you.
What, didn't I say I wanted a brawl?
Speaking of brawl, Tyler Perry.
Wait, that is back to
No, we're
you
done.
almost had me happy and now I'm back
We're
negative.
done. Tyler Perry.
Negativity, Tyler Perry.
What's so negative about Tyler Perry? Anywho,
One, this
Beauty
is
and
what
Black.
negative. This is what's negative.
What?
You set me up, Tyler.
What?
You gave me Beauty and Black, 8 episodes, and you ended like that?
It's not done. You got part two coming.
When? When?
He's going through some things right now.
Okay, well, you know what?
Production is
Me too.
probably slowed down.
Me too. Up here. But you know what made me feel better?
Yeah, he's going through me too. He's going through a me too moment.
Is it still going? It's
Yeah.
not over?
No, it's not over.
Something new came up?
It literally, technically, really getting started for real.
Did something new came up? Because I felt like he was playing this real well. Everything
Also,
was hush hush.
his executive producer
Said it too.
is being is being accused for something from one of the black actors.
Wait, are you talking about the one that created?
He's executive producer on all his stuff.
Oh, no, I was thinking of All the Queen's Men.
All the Queen's Men.
I don't know his name. The one that was with Eva, Ava.
Yeah, the one that used to be in his place
Yeah.
with a cross in his chest. Why can't I think of his name?
Because you never knew it.
No, I didn't know his name, but why can I not think of his name right now?
Well, why are you thinking about it? Beauty and Black. The messiness that y'all get yourself into.
Christian Keys.
Christian Keys. Yeah. He was talking about somebody, but I don't think it was on Tyler Perry production theater.
Nah, he wasn't talking about Tyler Perry. I don't know who he was talking about.
The fact that the lawyer in the show said that it took them a week to do the 8 episodes. I feel like the other 8 are somewhere available.
They might be filming right now, to be honest, because Tyler Perry has another, I don't know if it's a movie or a show, that's coming out on Prime in like two,
On
three weeks.
Prime. I don't know, but messiness makes me happy. That's over. So now, negative.
She what?
Because TV is done. My
Girl.
Love Islands, Love Island games, that bring me happiness.
Love Island is trash. Also, we did not finish Beauty in Black. We
Come
gotta
back to it.
dissect it.
Okay.
Kimmy, getting on my nerves.
Kimmy, she got on my nerves since the first season.
Yeah, she's been getting on my nerves since the first season.
And I granted, you got beat up. Okay, you was sold for sex. Yeah, you was mistreated. Yeah, but you awfully rude. Ooh, you nasty. The way you keep telling everybody to get out your office, you
No,
is
she need to.
nasty.
First of all, the guy that abused her. Yeah,
Yeah,
get
he
out
could
my
get
office.
out.
And
And
when
he
I
still
tell
came in
you,
talking crazy.
I will have to.
You, if you was the one that got me, also, she need to get slapped.
Who? The
The
wife?
mom, the mama.
Oh. Pastor.
Go on ahead and slap her. Without the cameras.
She old freaky frog, little lady.
Bruh, she is a freaky frog. She
My
nasty.
girl said, she said, no, I want you to walk me inside. Aren't you a gentleman? Let me see what you're working with. I said, what?
Listen, she tried to get the attorney. Meanwhile, he with your grandson.
Son.
His situation
Oh, with the burglary.
with the burglary. First off, this is okay. Prime example. This is to all the men out there. I hope I'm looking in the right spot of the camera. Stop inviting people to your house immediately. You don't know how crazy people are. I just don't understand.
Stop inviting
First
people.
conversation. What's up? Come over. Wild. What you trying to get into? Come over. Wild, you at the bar. You coming over. Wild, you think these people not crazy?
Survival skills are out the window because you don't see this man casing your place. Also, you told him to leave. You woke up, he's still there. Why are you still in my house? I told you to leave.
Like, why are you still in my house? Why would I show you around my house, around all my luxurious things? Like, stupid. You're so stupid. Is this how rich people are for real?
Oh, let's
Or
get rich
just
so
in
we can
Tyler
find
Perry?
out.
I'm not doing that. You ain't got to worry about me finding out because that's not happening. That's not happening. And then I felt bad for him because everybody you called, nobody showed up. But you kicked that attorney out how many times? Loving on somebody else in front of him.
And he kept coming over defending.
Like, but then you gonna call me when you need me and then be mad because somebody not here for you?
But wait, what didn't make sense was, and I feel like this is where the disconnect comes with people with a two-parent household and people who were born into rich families. They lack common sense and survival skills. You had people who came into your house trying to rob you. Literally smacked you around, tried to fight you. You defended yourself, and the first thing you think of is to cut them up in
To
pieces.
cut up the call the police. The police.
Call the police.
Like, I got probable calls here.
Man, if that was the dumbest thing he could have ever done. I was like, had he been high, it still would have been dumb, but it would have been justified. But you did that sober.
Police. Also, what is your job? Y'all going to the board meeting for what? Y'all ain't got no
Also,
jobs.
wait a minute though. You got all that money and you ain't got cameras so that you could show the police. Matter of fact, you do have cameras because the old boy
I do have cameras.
was staking out. So you couldn't have showed them that they rolled up on you.
Sheer stupidity. Sheer stupidity. You had them when you got that gun from under the table and I know it was there.
Hey, yo, that was fire. I was like, I need that table.
You got it. All right. You got it. And then messed up. All your wit went out the window.
All he had to do was just call the police.
That wife playing Mrs. Nice Lady. You got two times to be disrespectful, and I can't play nice no more. But something gonna happen. She something gonna happen.
I don't even know why she playing. Also, but as a let's just start. Since season one, she has been the biggest bitch to everybody that worked for her. So I'm low key kind of glad that Kimmy is giving it back to her because she was a bitch to her.
Yeah.
But after knowing what your husband did and what happened to Kimmy, knowing that she was trafficked and all this other stuff, you still have no empathy for the girl.
No, she don't, 'cause you were sleeping with my husband. But you don't even like him.
You don't even like him. Also, Kim.
Like y'all disrespectful to each other, wild. And when he was like, he was trying to get a little something, something from her. He was
He was
serious,
trying.
and she was like, "Ugh, no."
Wait.
That's why he took your driver.
Wait a minute. When Horace pissed on his son.
I was like, "That was a lot."
When Horace pissed on his son and then afterwards had the nerve to feel faint afterwards. Did like, sir, please. Please.
Like, but also, you just peed on me?
Oh,
There's so much that happens to him. He's belittled so much.
he said, look, you say you was gonna piss on my grave, I piss on you. Okay.
Like,
But as a
Kimmy was
security
eating
officer,
up.
as the security guard, warn me. Warn me, because I know they got sprayed on.
He is just, I think he has it, okay, outside of the trafficking. He got it the worst.
Yeah, because that's nasty.
In the family. Like, period. Just the way you treat it. Don't nobody fuck with you.
And it's crazy because they only got two children.
Don't nobody fuck with, no one likes you. You're rude. You're disrespectful. But they give it to you too. Like, did you and your wife ever like each other?
I would really want a backstory between him and his wife to
Put it
see
out
how
there.
they got started.
Put it out there in the universe.
Give me like a flashback or something.
Because it's going to keep going. Every time I'm like, it's finished, it's going to keep going. Also, give me a credit card to go on a shopping spree. And I will not, like, I must keep it frugal ish. I'm not about to spend $100,000 on four suits.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Like, how much
That
money
was
do y'all
ridiculous.
have for people to be money laundering? Two of the family members money laundering. Y'all shopping like that and you still got money left?
I'm trying to get it like
And
that.
what was this? Just for me?
That's wealth. And then you gave money to Angel. You gave a limited card to Angel, a limited card to Kimmy.
Like,
And her sister, and wait, and you gave her a bank account filled with cash?
and if Wishadama don't hurry up and put it down on that driver slash security guard,
Ooh.
the one with the blue hair, it's obviously a love connection there. You don't see it? Okay, for anybody that's watching this, is it just me or is this not about to lead into a love connection? He always there, got her back. Like, whatever you need, I'm gonna help you. Why are you doing all that for me?
He
You're
has
not even
ulterior
Kimmy.
motives. He
He
got
do got ulterior motives, but I think he gonna fall for her. Cause now it's like, go let her go, let the stripper girl go, and he let her go. So he's seeing like, you're not a bad person. This stuff happened to you. That's love.
don't know, but I feel like Kimmy's downfall is keeping her friend with her. She got
Because
problems.
the ending, girl.
Pissed me off.
And I feel like he was a really nice guy.
And y'all gave they gave Jules another reason to come from them because when they was at the office, Kimmy threatened him. So now he's not gonna think that was an accident.
No.
He's gonna think it was on purpose.
But you can't just come at her. So you got to make her life miserable.
Which is exactly what's going to happen in part dos.
Is it? Or are they going to make that a whole nother season? One thing I can say, this has been getting with the drama quick. It's not a sister's Zatima situation. Minor glitch on her side. It's not that situation. Those are long format soaps. This right here, it gets to the nitty-gritty.
You must ain't watch Divorce Sisters.
No, I ain't started.
Maybe.
I need to watch it.
Yes, episode one. Bayan.
Really?
Bayan.
How does
Straight out the gate.
Zach's wife do?
She's actually good.
Okay. I love this for her.
Actually, really, now, wait a minute. I will say there's okay, Tyler Perry. There's an episode where Kadeen is she's driving up to the spot, she's walking out of her car, and then you know, like the B shots of her walking in. As she's walking, there should be nothing there but like sound, maybe heels clicking, whatever. What do we hear? Let's go tight on this shot and
No.
action.
No.
I
They can
said,
cut that out.
who? And how many hands does it have to go through before it gets on
I
BET?
guess they were like, look, we got to get the lighting. We got to get the lighting. We got to get the lighting. We got one shot.
You, we don't,
But
I don't care about the
you could have
shot.
paused
The
it. You could have paused the volume.
bro, they can definitely edit the editing. Whoever does the editing should have caught. Matter of fact, BET should have caught that. Because I know it has to go
Everybody
through
should, somebody
somebody's
should have caught
hands
that.
there. Somebody should have caught it.
Somebody should have
I
caught
should
that. But
not hear
now you
you
know
directing.
Tyler really be working on his stuff.
I should not hear you di we know he be working on his stuff. I don't think we needed to hear that to know that he be working on his stuff.
You know who else could work on your stuff, Tyler?
Nice.
Us. Definitely. Definitely. Next topic of depression.
Oh my God.
Music.
Whose music?
Are
You
we indifferent?
listen to
I
music?
haven't listened to any. I've been hearing mixed reviews on Cardi B, but they've been pretty good from what I heard.
I have five solid songs that I like. Two of which were singles, which is WAP and what's the other single? Was it up? That's up
I
there.
don't understand. What? I don't understand how that works. They've been out for so long.
Yeah, but they were just singles. They weren't attached to the album yet.
So what is the point of adding them?
Yeah, whopping up. Oh, wait a minute. One, two, three, four, five, six,
What's
seven.
the
I have
point of
seven
adding
songs.
them?
I have
To
seven.
meet a quota on the CD? Do you have to have a certain amount of songs?
Well, no, the album probably just wasn't done, but those songs were already scheduled to be on the album.
Oh. So two songs, those don't count. So you like three songs on the whole album?
No, seven in total. I mean,
Oh,
eight.
so five.
Yeah.
Out of how many songs?
20 something.
No way. No way. Her project got 23 songs? That's Chris Brown status.
Chris Brown status is like 23, and then he drops a deluxe to the album, which gives you another 23. So she not there yet.
I'm gonna have to listen to him because I heard good things. TikTok is getting me because they're giving me the best parts. So now I think everything is fire.
Oh, you should listen to it.
If that one the shadiest thing I
I ain't said nothing. Look, I don't want no smoke because the way Cardi pregnant ass been
She's so
handed,
pregnant.
baby,
She's
listen,
so
he
pregnant.
been handing these women their rights via
Listen.
Twitter.
And I'm a Nicki fan.
She been coming for JT too. JT, Nikki,
I know, but
Ice. Lotto, but
then
she
she was
apologized
saying,
a lot.
she said something about Lotto.
She apologized a lot.
Why would you even say something? Because I don't think
Why? She's
Lotto do nothing to
pregnant.
nobody.
I feel like she was ranting and ripping that Lotto just got caught in a crossfire, but she doubled back and she was like, okay, well, let me just apologize a lot. Whatever, whatever.
Like, my bad, girl. The woman for you.
Yeah.
Or
She was like, I'm apologize to her in public, but in private, I'm gonna buy her a bag.
she has so many bags. She
I was
did
like, girl, don't buy me no bag, but what you
21,
can do
21, 21.
is pay for one of these bills.
No, give me the bag because I'm gonna sell it.
No, don't give me the bag. You can pay this mortgage for next month. Show me you really sorry, baby. Give me no
Okay.
bag.
I just, that was another thing on my list. Well, I'm feeling down. The beef. It's just not beefing like it used to.
No.
Because I don't understand why y'all beefing in the first place. Is it entertaining? Yes. I don't like her and Nicki beef. Never. They get too personal.
I'm
No.
about to say her and Nikki's they do get a little,
Was
it
like,
do get a little below the belt.
oh.
But
They always talking about the families.
to be fair, when they were beefing years back, that never got resolved.
No.
So this is
It
unresolved tension.
was. It was what it was. But I'm just like, I was watching, Joe Budden podcast,
Oh my God.
and Mona be on there. But she said this. She had made a good point.
Mona who? Mona Scott?
No. Don't
Oh.
call me white girl, Mona.
Who?
She's
I don't know.
she's another podcaster.
Oh, okay.
Her podcast is Don't Call Me White Girl. She real, real light. She look white, but she black. And from like New York. No, she not. She from Philly. So she said they just need to hash it out. They just need to fight.
That's all they need to do.
And I was like,
But they did fight at the Met.
they ain't fight, fight. She was like, they just need to meet up in the back alley, hash it out, and move on. That's how guys get over stuff so quick. And then they be friends.
I'm
Like
gonna get
we gonna box real quick.
it.
Somebody gonna beat somebody else. And then we gonna go play basketball.
Yeah, but guys are different though.
Yeah,
We
girls ain't like that.
have extra emotions and stuff. My thing is, if I fight you one time, every time I see you, I gotta whoop your ass.
Like, and you done talked about my family. You could talk about somebody, baby mama. That's fine. One, yeah, no, just
Yeah, they hint below the belt.
like I don't need to do that. If you a guy, whatever you say, it don't even matter. We gonna fight, hash it out, and be done with it. But I was like, dang, they probably just do need to fight because all these words.
But if they fight, look, if they anything, they gonna keep fighting every time they see each other. That's how I feel like that's how most women do.
They do be like that and they mean it.
Yeah.
Like, on sight, be on light.
Like I'm gonna kick your ass every time I see you.
And Cardi be on that for
And
sure.
I'm gonna give you
I don't
some sort
like.
of look. It's gonna be some sort of look, some sort of shade. It's never gonna be resolved until, and I hate to say this, but it's always like this, something drastic is gonna happen to where they both are like, you know what, let's just squash this. But they're still never gonna be
That is
cordial.
never gonna happen with them. But
Yeah.
again, do I know where this is stemming from? No, it didn't even come back up. JT, I don't remember where that came from either.
Yeah, I don't remember that neither.
All I know is you on there talking about she be doing it to her mans in the booty.
JT also said that Cardi wanted JT on WAP, but she didn't want Carisha.
What? Hey, she was riding for the City Girls. Better no more. Dang, she was.
Cardi did do a song with them when JT was in jail. Oh,
When JT was in jail, I mean, they did the.
I forgot about that.
They did the one when they was on the animal print.
Yeah. And when it's when it was a oh snap.
Yeah.
So I wonder why she didn't want Carisha on WAP.
Ooh, you know why she didn't want Carisha on WAP.
Wait a minute. Speaking of Carisha, did you see that she wrote a letter?
I'm writing you page letter. Yeah.
She said, look, views are down on Revolt. I'm not in a
Does
group
she still have her
anymore.
talk show?
Views are, I mean, she travels now.
Now they talking about Dame Dash's intern
What,
CEO
who?
or something.
Wait, who?
Dame
Wait.
Dash.
Carisha is Dame Dash's intern?
No, he's interim CEO of Revolt or something like that. Like for a couple months.
What?
They really just don't know what to do with Revolt. It's a lot going on. Did I expect her to write that letter? 1,000%. A
Okay.
thousand percent.
Look, she's securing her
Like,
bag.
this is a character letter. And the character that I saw was pretty good. So I'm gonna write this letter. Even if y'all was talking, saying all this stuff, I met love. I didn't meet Puff Daddy. So I'm gonna write this letter.
She lying.
And she definitely wrote that letter from what I heard from,
First of all, there's
the
no doubt in my mind that she wrote that letter. Let's be clear about that, okay?
one came from the heart.
And that's exactly why she didn't write her lyrics, because if she wrote the letter, we know you ain't write the lyrics.
Like, but for anybody that's like, oh, I can't believe, why wouldn't you think she was gonna, she stood, she been standing on business.
You've been staying on
She
business
keeps
then.
saying that's not the person that I knew.
I mean, she been kind of quiet this whole time, but I think now, to me, for real, I feel like now it's settling in. Shit's not going well for her at all, career-wise, none of that.
Yeah.
She needs to get him up out of there. She needs her cash cow.
You coming home?
Who coming home?
Diddy.
No, he's not.
Are you kidding me?
Stop. Let me Google it. Are you for real?
It's not on Google, but he's about to get time served. Think about it. What he was in court for was prostitution. All the prostitutes then came and was like, we had a good time. Like, we're not tripping. The witnesses that you did have didn't have anything to do with the case necessarily. They didn't strengthen the case.
No, they didn't.
He's been in there for a while. His
And them
court date
damn
is coming up. He's coming home.
attorneys, trash.
Like,
They wasn't even asking all the right
but we
questions.
all knew this. What were you about to get? What were you going to jail for? Everybody knew you were sex trafficking. Now, to the extent, I don't know the extent, but everybody knew. Who don't do it? Who don't call? Who
Now, wait a
don't
minute though.
call them?
Now, when he come out, when he come back out, or when
You
he get
better
out.
stay low.
No. I'm fearful for all of those celebrities that came and spoke against him in the courts.
That
Kim
now
and
that,
all them, he
yeah,
about,
but that's
he's
not a
about
smart.
to come for them.
That's not a smart choice. That ain't hurt you in no way. If you come out and go home, what they said didn't do nothing.
It don't matter
They
though.
were off.
It's a power trip. You got to think about it. It's a power
But that's
trip.
what I'm saying. If you still own that, you need to leave that where you at. Don't come out here with that same mentality. Come out here like you're free and you want to stay that way. Don't try to get back at people. What? Because if they already told on you, who you think not gonna tell on you?
He definitely plotting. He
Who's not gonna tell on you? I'm a do something to Kid Cudi because he went and said I blew up his car, but there was no video evidence. Like, for what? So what you gonna touch him for? You're not doing shit to Cassie. Leave that alone.
Oh,
What?
listen. He plotting.
Like,
He's
what? That's dumb.
plotting.
That's dumb. Move on. You're
He's not
rich.
gonna let that go.
Like, move on. You're rich. You
Because
have
the
whatever. You
way
have a family.
He's rich. He did all that while he was rich. Like,
Yeah, but I'm
what
saying when you come out, you're still rich.
are you talking?
You still got money. You got family. You got kids. And they gonna keep on pinning stuff on you.
I don't know, girl.
One, if it wasn't for this, you know who was trying to take you down. So you get out, you better shut the fuck up.
Think about it is though, every time somebody went up there, he never retaliated right away. Everything was premeditated. He is very meticulous and he stays in his head. He is going to watch. Mark my words. That man is up to something.
Don't you get out, you done. Come on. As much as the stuff that everybody got on you, just don't say nothing.
Yeah, he better
Don't
use that
speculate.
second chance.
Don't try to come out and be like, I'm sorry. My life changed around. Like, you're sorry for what? Having parties?
He gonna come back Muslim. You just throw the know, every time somebody go in jail, they come out. They come
Like, what did you find in there? Did he don't play with me? Don't play with
Oh.
me. Just live your rich life. You're not the Diddy. You're not love. That run is done.
I wonder what name he's gonna come out as. Maybe Akbar.
Love X.
Oh,
It's kind
but
of
LUV.
That's kind of fire.
LUVX. That's fire.
That's
And if
kind of
he
fire.
used that, we
That's
need
kind
our
of
money.
fire.
We need our money if he uses
We need our
that.
money because you took it from us. That's
Love
so
it.
good. That's so good.
Brother Love X.
But not right away. Chill.
I feel like he
Next.
listening to the pod right now, getting ideas.
Well, can you leave a comment?
Don't be no comment.
Oh, don't leave no comment. Right. Can you ask us a question?
Yo, hey, yo.
Like, do a solid. All right. I can't say I'm gonna write you no letter.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of solids, let's go ahead and give a solid shout out to our sponsors. Because we ain't got none.
Insert here.
Because we ain't got none.
Insert here.
We ain't got none.
We are available to market your products.
They ain't gonna want to market us after you talking about negative pond, depressed pond.
This is the negative pod. That's why I'm in bed. I was forced to be here.
Nobody can force you to do what you already wanted to do. If anything, I tapped you with tough love.
It was tough love, which is what people need at this time. Don't be down and stay down. Get up, get half dressed, push record.
That was so inspirational. Tell us more.
I got some more for you. What you listen, I was having a rough day. I'm being
Happened? Was it
dramatic.
work?
You got to be dramatic to get through. And
Did
then I had a package. And I said, well, if this isn't the most lovely thing. I don't know what any words coming out of my mouth were because I got an Invisalign, my tongue getting stuck.
Oh.
So if that didn't make sense, it was for good reason. Hold on.
How was work today?
I got to move slowly.
She got moved slowly because she ain't got no drawers on. She ain't got no pants on and got no drawers on. She was trying to do the podcast naked. Did you just slide off the Y'all, she was trying to do the podcast naked. Talk about some, I'm depressed and this is what depression looked like. Nakedness?
I was trying to be truthful. I felt suffocated with my clothes on.
She was trying to pre-plan her depression for the pod. Now tell me that ain't a damn actress in its finest. Come on, climb over, baby. Let's go ahead and see what the baby got in the mail. Oh my gosh, you look ridiculous.
I had a credit on TikTok Shop. And I said, what's something that we can use when we're like out in public, trying to be engaging with our new merch that's coming out soon?
You'll see it on the live October 24th at 8 p.m. PT.
New merch. Because if you didn't like us before, you might not like us now.
Oh,
But,
this is, wait a minute though, but this is perfect time for our merch. This is the perfect time.
oh, that was my other topic. World, the world. But we're not even gonna get into
We're
that
not
because,
even gonna get
baby.
into that. Child. Let me see. Let
Know
me
if y'all
see the
heard that.
message. Yeah, I did. What is that? Also, speaking of TikTok Shop, are we going to Santa Monica this weekend?
1,000%.
Santa Monica, for those of you who do not know, Santa Monica, California has opened a TikTok shop.
And we will be there.
I was going to buy that.
Don't, because you don't like you.
Oh my gosh.
This is what brought me joy today. Sitting on a porch while I drove, and now my car. Bust this baby open and drop some blood. Eventually, a wing and butter pie, so I can drop it to ya. Give it a little funk on your baby, drop it to ya.
Do ya?
That was too much. It's a little pinchy.
Never too much, never too much.
Never too much, never too much. This is not an ad. This is not a sponsor. I'm not selling anything. Unless you want us to. Go ahead and inbox JoJo right back.
Why do you keep telling people? Look, you need to give our audience the element of surprise. I mean, they know it's going to be out of two people, it's one of us.
Surprise, it's JoJo.
Sheesh. It's so crazy. I swear we'd be thinking alike because I was like, me and
I
Tamika
love
need this.
this.
It's
This is how they get you. They said, this is on sale. Oh, I'm about to do the commercial. Oh my gosh. Whoever bought this when it was $10.99 are out of their mind because now this is $1.99. I got this for $1.99. Add it to your cart now. You see another promo for $10.99? Don't let them loop you in.
and they
Add
be
it to your
like,
cart.
click the orange cart below.
Click the cart below.
Okay, now
Don't be left out.
how much was it for
Be the
real?
life of the party. Click $1.99 plus $8.99 for shipping and handling.
Oh, that's how
Or
they get
$10.99
you.
with free shipping and handling.
That's how they get you.
Oh man, oh man, oh man.
Because I feel like you could have got that from Five Below.
Listen, next topic. How we getting scammed into buying everything? Everything's an ad. Everything's an ad. Did I need this? No. But did I need it? Yes. The fact that y'all on there and y'all like, all right, who can we get? We're gonna try all of these different marketing techniques. We're gonna put $1.99. We're gonna do free shipping, free shipping. We're gonna say $10.99. We're gonna say 2-day air. Somebody, we got an option for everybody. And you know what I do? I put all of them in my cart.
Oh my gosh, considering the fact that we are pre-rich right now,
Yeah.
that was not the best of purchases.
I had a credit from last time I bought something.
And returned it.
No, because they gave me like some promotional credit because if it's not delivered in time, they'll give you a credit. So they gave me $5 because something I delivered didn't come in time.
But the warehouse in
So,
Santa Monica.
well, oh, it depends. No, not all of them. Girl, that's the same stuff from GN.
Girl,
So,
exactly, which is why Shein, they ain't slick. They got a little warehouse out in Commerce.
we'll open it up. Look, Just open it up like IKEA.
Listen.
I'm giving away all the ideas today for
Listen.
free.
And you need to stop because we need to be front line for that.
Say less.
Because, baby, listen. Ooh, ooh, ooh. No, but for real, though, are we going to Santa Monica to TikTok
1,000%.
shop? Okay.
We might be going to a movie premiere too.
Yes. Oh, and
Even
you
though
know I got red carpet outfits.
I know you do, and you know I got mics.
Wait, at the premiere? You gonna
Yeah.
bring that to the premiere?
Yeah. You gonna interview me or I'm gonna interview you? Which one?
Whose premiere is this?
One that we gonna get kicked out of if I bring these mics.
I'm down. I just need somebody to record it.
Ain't nothing for play play. Listen, either you gonna interview me or I'm gonna interview you. Which one?
We're going to interview each other.
No, I'm talking about the publicity.
Oh, wait a
I'm talking
minute.
about PR.
You talking about
Which one? Because either way, I'm gonna get on this camera and I'm gonna get on this red carpet.
Listen.
Talent.
Say less. We have nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
We have nothing to lose. And
What is it?
it seems like the only people that get recognized are the people that do dumb shit and go viral and the people who go on reality TV shows.
Which I should count down my days for when I'm gonna go on Love Is Blind.
Yeah, so you can get repped. Do you know that
Rep.
two of the girls from the last season of The Island show are repped by one of the
1,000%.
guys is repped by like WME. Two of the girls is like repped by UTA.
1,000%.
I said what?
They're extremely popular. Now, when you tell me who's rep by Love Is Blind, that's when I'll be surprised because nobody.
Wait, Cam and his wife.
Oh. I don't know what they're doing though.
That I honestly they do a lot. They do more like public appearance stuff.
Give them, come on, y'all doing it wrong. Give them an HD TV show.
Well, they're about to have a baby, so give them a baby special.
I'm not watching that.
I
I will
would.
watch you renovate a house when you don't even know how to do it, but I'm not watching you with your baby.
Yeah.
You could put it on Lifetime.
They could put it on PBS.
You want me to add that to my negativity notebook?
Yes, because the way this was my first. All right, it's not my first. Well,
Also, I wrote it. It looks just like PBS.
technically, it's my first. This was my first supporting role in a television series. And we will not see it because Agent Orange decided he wanted to get rid of PBS.
I'm sorry, girl. I'm sorry, girl.
I cannot. Ew, did you apologize? What do you say
Yeah,
sorry for?
girl. I'm sorry, girl.
Why you say sorry for? Are you the one who stopped PBS from coming on?
I'm just sorry for everybody, girl.
Oh, I hate that word.
I'm so sorry, girl.
Shut the fuck up.
Whoa, can't be vulnerable around this one.
No, because she's doing that on purpose. Oh my gosh.
They
Let's.
do have an app for it, but that show's not on it. But the Magic School Bus is.
No, because it was supposed to be released in the fall, but I think all new shows in the fall, they're not going to be released
I
unless somebody
would
else picks
love
them
a
up.
remake of the Magic School Bus done
No, I
right.
don't want no remake.
I just want it done right, and I want it to be live action. It's
No.
gonna look like Osmosis Jones.
No. Oh, who would play Miss Frizzle? The one who plays in Will and Grace or played in Will and Grace?
That's too much. That's too spot on. As long as it's not the one from SNL, the one that was in Ghostbusters.
SNL,
She's like
Ghostbusters.
kinda ditzy. I don't
Ghostbusters.
know her
Wait,
name.
let me pull it
The
up.
girls Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
She was in Brides? No, she wasn't. Was she? Dang. What else was she in? I can't remember, but I feel like they would try to
Oh,
remember
you talking
her.
about the one that was in a Bridesmaids?
I thought so. I thought, okay, yes.
Kristen Wiig.
Definitely not.
Oh my God, I love her.
I couldn't even push this down hard enough.
I
No.
love
The
her.
other one. I think she had weird looking hair.
Oh, the one that was in Barbie. She played
Yes.
weird Barbie.
Yes.
Kate McKinnon.
Yes. They would try to do her, and I don't want that.
No.
But you can see, I can see. No, because I want her to, she need to be cool. You know who?
They at this point they just need to make Miss Frizzle black.
I was gonna say Auntie Tab.
Yeah. She would be perfect.
I
She
would
would
like
literally
Auntie
she would be
Tab
perfect.
in the Magic School Bus.
She would be oh, she would be so
It
good.
will be so good.
I'm gonna clip this and tag her in it.
Oh, it will be so good. That's crazy. We was like, I was like, oh,
Yeah.
Auntie Tab.
It would be
The
perfect.
Magic
With
School
Miss
Bus.
Frizzle.
Now I need to see it. I can see it.
Dang, that would be so good. And I need to be the bus driver.
Don't the bus driver just open the door and shut the door?
Did you not hear me? I say this a lot. I don't require a lot. I just need consistency from this career. Okay? I don't require a lot. I just need some camera time and a consistent check.
Was really thinking, like, wait,
And
did they have a part?
occasionally I'm gonna turn around and be like, y'all sit down now.
Ad lib and get fired.
Wait, did you see what I posted the other day about my ad lib?
No.
Okay, y'all. So I had an audition as a nurse, and literally the casting director's direction was like, do two takes. The first one straight to copy. Second one, feel free to improv, make it your own, blah blah blah, all they say. And then it also said that I was the comedic relief. So the sides was very cute, not me at all. Okay. So as a nurse, my ad lib was bend that ass over, let me see a cavity. I hope I get the part.
Bend
Bend that ass over, let me see a cavity.
that ass over.
Let me
Let
see
me
a cavity.
see your cavity. I
Well,
give you the part.
I would too, because it's all in the facial. It doesn't matter what I say, it's all in the facial expressions.
I will give you the part. Because, yeah, I'm one thing I'm not going to forget you.
Well,
I am
thank God I
not going
got the
to forget
part because
you.
they film tomorrow and I ain't getting no phone.
Oh, they're going to make something for you.
But I will say though, my manager was like, this is the one.
That's not forgettable. It's on the level of in the booty hole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I should be a comedian. I'm
You
working
should
my
be a
stand up.
comedian. Timing. I said that too. You want to do open up mic night?
Yeah.
For real. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'll do an open mic night. I'm down.
Oh, yeah.
I love public speaking.
That's what I
That was
said.
my thing. That
Tell a
was my thing.
story. I'm just gonna tell a story. We're gonna go, when in doubt, cheer each other in the crowd
I'm gonna be obnoxious.
and call it a day.
Gonna embarrass you. This reminds me of the episode of Living Single when Kyle and Overton went to an open mic night and they was cheering each other on, but it was kind of a bet. It was like, hey yo, Shorty, I'll go ahead and do it with you. So to motivate the other friend. Nostalgia.
Yeah, but we all got to do it.
I'm gonna do it. They
Okay.
both did it though. They both did it.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
This
Would you want me to do a poem? You want me to
might
spit
be.
something? I could
Oh,
hum.
no. Stand up, open mic night.
Oh, like cracking jokes.
Yeah, I'm talking about comedy.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Oh.
The fuck?
When you said, what you want me to do, a poem? That's when I was like, oh, We're not on the same page.
Oh no, boo boo. What? Me
Yes.
stand up?
Yes.
I'm gonna go up there and talk about how sweaty I am. I'm
I
like, I'm sweaty. I
don't
got gas. I'm nervous.
ah!
Shut up. Shut
And that's
up.
new for each other.
Oh,
And you can go first. Your set is first.
wow. Because you want me to prepare the crowd?
Yes. Yes,
Go up
exactly.
there nervous as hell.
All right, we're gonna do this. Put it on your bucket list. Let me add it to my other list
Yeah, add it all the way to
to
the
do.
list.
Stand up. After JoJo.
I'm down. Okay, I can do stand up in the form of poetry with a side of humming
However you want
to
to do it.
show that I'm multifaceted.
Hey, where did y'all find her? She funny as a fuck. I'm ready.
Oh my gosh, she about to be hackling.
And then I went, Bennett ass over, let's see that
I'm like, Will.
and that's my set. My name is JoJo. Thanks for coming out to the show.
Thanks for coming out.
I'll be like, all right.
All right, next subject. Dang, she
I
loud.
think it's time
Y'all
for, she's such a
balls
loud
are
person.
thin.
She's such a loud person. Unless I'm in my living room.
Dear
I'm
baby.
like, drowsy, drowsy. I believe it's time for your segment.
Unpopular opinion.
Oh, dang, I wish we had the mic there.
Yeah. Okay, so today's unpopular opinion is going to be short, sweet, to the point. Turtles are actually dinosaurs.
Oh, that's 1,000%.
Glad we're on the same page. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of
Are
Earn.
we canceled yet?
Oh, we were in harmony that time. Oh my gosh, get the blanket over your head. You're so dramatic.
But did you get it in there?
Yes, I got it in there. And I haven't stopped recording, so shh, hush. See y'all next time. Bye.